You're listening to SBS News.
NASA has scrapped a second attempt to get its new 30-story rocket off the ground and send an uncrewed test capsule towards the moon after engineers detected a fuel leak.
7:15 a.m. Eastern Time here at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida. Got an update on the liquid hydrogen loading. They are in stop flow at the moment. There was a leak detected in the engine cavity.
Launch controllers tried to plug Saturday's leak by stopping and restarting the flow of supercooled liquid hydrogen, but the attempts did not work. Here's the message for NASA Communications.
8:30 a.m. Eastern Time, T-minus 5 hours and 15 minutes and counting here at the Kennedy Space Center. Getting an update from the LHY team. They're currently discussing some problem solving. They have their liquid hydrogen line in manual fill after a leak developed an hour 15 ago in the 8-inch QD line that supplies the liquid hydrogen. It's just on the opposite side of that checkerboard target on the core stage.
Dr. Brad Tucker is an astrophysicist at the Australian National University in Canberra. He tells the ABC that as the countdown kept ticking towards time for liftoff, launch engineers increased the rate of fuel flowing into the rocket, pushing it over pressure.
They all had to do this process manually. So essentially, in order to account for this slow fuel, they had to do it manually. Now, at a few points, they ran over pressure only for a few seconds. And there was worry maybe that damaged the seals. The data will say if that's the case or not. They then went to the full kind of fast fuel, the normal flow rate. At that time, that's when they started to see this leak way bigger, way more massive than anything they saw on Monday. And it became very apparent very quickly that that launch wasn't going to happen.
Much to the disappointment of the crowds gathered across Florida beaches to watch the historic launch, the announcement came that the launch was off.
This is Artemis Launch Control. Launch Director Charlie Blackwell Thompson just called a scrub for the launch attempt today, the second launch attempt. Again, Launch Director Charlie Blackwell Thompson calling a scrub for the day here at the Kennedy Space Center Launch Complex 39B.
David D'Alessandro was among those gathered for the event.
I dragged my wife down here. We got here yesterday at 7 a.m., so we've been here quite a while. We slept on the grass last night just to make sure we had a good spot, because I kind of was expecting, being a Saturday, there's going to be a lot more people here. There are a lot of people, but I thought there would be even more. So it's kind of overwhelming that it is. They scrubbed it. They did scrub. We were here on Monday for about 48 hours also, and they scrubbed that, so I'm going to come back.
Mr. D'Alessandro says he's been waiting for a moon mission for half a century.
It's been 50 years waiting for them to go back to the moon. It's way overdue. Since December 1972 when Gene Cernan left the moon, in this following December, it'll be 50 years. And I think we should have gone back a lot sooner. And I'm looking forward to this.
He may have to wait a few more weeks. NASA Administrator Bill Nelson says the launch will be delayed until October if the rocket has to return to the hangar for repairs.
Well, the mission management team is meeting this afternoon. They're going to look at it. They're going to see, is there still a possibility now, or are they going to have to roll back into the vehicle assembly building? If they decide that's the case, then it'll be an October launch. And October, I would say, although the window opens in early, I suspect it'll be more like the middle. Because remember, the first week of October, we've got another crew. Mm-hmm. It's an international crew, two international participants on the crew of four that are going to the International Space Station.
Mr. Nelson says preparation is key for next time.
We'll go when it's ready. We don't go until then, and especially now on a test flight, because we're going to stress this and test it and test that heat shield and make sure it's right before we put four humans up on the top of it.
The first attempt on Monday was also marred by escaping hydrogen, but those leaks were elsewhere.
The leak is in the plate cavity around the quick disconnect, indicating that there is a QD seal leak. This is not the same as last time. Want to note that? Again, not the same QD as the previous hydrogen leak. This one has been tight in five previous flows.
The purpose of the Artemis 1 mission is to verify that the Orion capsule, which sits atop the 98-meter rocket, is safe to carry astronauts in the future. Mannequins equipped with sensors are standing in for astronauts on the mission when it does test launch and will record acceleration, vibration, and radiation levels. It will take several days for the spacecraft to reach the moon, flying around 100 kilometers at its closest approach. The capsule will then fire its engines to get to a retrograde orbit 64,000 kilometers beyond the moon. The trip is expected to last around 6 weeks, and one of its main objectives is to test the capsule's heat shield, which at 5 meters in diameter is the largest ever built. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.